So our third and final deferment order, I invite Liz Rook to come up and first I should be getting on.
Could you assist?
Yeah, thank you.
Would you like the light switched off?
Okay. Right, okay. I don't know if I can complete with that, but this is my story. I got into astrology when I was really quite young. As a child, I was interested in astronomy rather than astrology, and I borrowed everything in the children's life they had on astronomy. And my father bought me a reflecting telescope, and we used to look at the stars and planets and the moon from the back garden. I didn't know enough about astrology to know that I was a Pisces, that my parents were both Leos. But the key moment for me was discovering a pull-out feature in my mum's Woman magazine, and it was all about the appearances of the different signs of the zodiac and what a Pisces ear looks like. I was fascinated by that. I found it in sticky back plastic. I was absolutely hooked. And that was my very first astrology textbook. Sorry, John. Many years later, I decided to research the data I discovered as astrology, because the original bonbon. And so I went to the British Library in Collingdale and looked through all their back issues of Woman magazine. And I finally found it, and the publication date was the 17th of June, 1967, and I was 10 years old at the time. So my journey with astrology goes back that far. And as you'd expect, I looked at the transits, and Jupiter was on my 10th house, Uranus, and Neptune was on my north node, and Progress Mercury was on my sun. So that was quite appropriate. 1971, I asked for Parker's Complete Astrology for my Christmas present, and I remember getting it and calculating my chart for the first time by hand, because no computers in those days, and I discovered I had Libra and Ascendant, and a stellium of Moon, Mercury, and Venus in Aquarius, so I was absolutely thrilled about that, so I always thought Aquarians were really cool. I then went to do charts for all my friends and family, and then a friend lent me Margaret Holmes' textbook of modern astrology, and in that she mentioned the faculty, and that's how it came to my mind that, you know, there was this organisation that existed. The following years were basically taken up with doing a degree in English literature, starting a career, setting up home, or the usual thing you do in your 20s. But my Saturn return nudged me back to astrology, and I started to wonder what the future would bring, and went to a local astrologer, and it rekindled my interest. I had the best moon at that time in August 1988. Which was very good synchronicity. So anyway, I decided to study with the faculty. I thought, well, I can read books on astrology, you know, you can dip around in different books, but I didn't know what I didn't know, and I wanted something that was a structured, systematic approach. A bit like the difference between reading for pleasure and doing a degree in English. I just felt I wanted something more solid. I got the certificate in 1990, and continued with diploma studies, which I did by correspondence. And it was, there was no Skype or anything. It just all came through the post. It was like Christmas every time the next instalment arrived. And I was quite happy studying in solitude, because I've got Jupiter in my 12th house. And appropriately for correspondence course, my moon is on the faculty's third house cusp, and the faculty MC is on my Jupiter. My tutor encouraged me to attend my first summer school in 1990, and I haven't looked back since. And just to prove it, this is me getting my diploma in 1992. The wonderful Charles Harvey, he was making sure so at home at my first summer school, and I felt like a fish out of water. And in the background, you can just see Derek Parker and a little bit of Julia Parker, just her next. Actually, we mentioned before, but that's really nice, because they were the people who gave me the first tools of the trade, so it's really nice that from that ground I got my diploma. So after diploma, I got withdrawal symptoms. I, I gobbled it up anyway, far too fast, I wish I'd taken longer over it. You know, I did enjoy it, but it would have been nicer to spread it out a bit more. So I did the qualifying primary practitioner course just because I was enjoying studying, and I published a few articles. I didn't undertake the diploma with the aim of changing my career. I did it for the pleasure of studying astrology, but I did want to see clients because I wanted to see real-life astrology, not just a theoretical understanding. So to develop my consultancy skills, I did a counselling certificate. I'm quite happy with the number of clients I get. I don't advertise, but I'm on the faculty list of consultants. I get clients by word of mouth, and people come back for updates. I still get nervous when I meet a new client for the first time, and I still over-prepare. It's better that way, I think, than not doing it. For me, it was never going to be financially viable to give up work to be a full-time astrologer, and that wasn't my objective in doing the diploma. I'm quite happy with the foot in both worlds, and I actually like going to work, strange as that might sound. Although it hasn't become my my primary career, astrology has changed my life in many ways. The thing I didn't expect when I was sitting on my own studying was that it would lead me to become part of the wider astrological community. I'm now one of the organisers of the Oxford Astrology Group. I'm a regular at summer school. I've been every year since 1990. That's 27 summer schools. Every year it seems like coming home as I step through that door for the first time each year. And I'm incredibly lucky because I have all these world famous astrologers coming within walking distance of my home. I can be half an hour's walk and I'm there, which is brilliant. I'm also a regular at the AA conference, and you just meet so many interesting people. I have no idea who they are, they're at the Plymouth conference. But basically, you meet people from all walks of life, from all over the world, possibly other galaxies, and astrology. Basically, I see the diploma as a starting point, not an end in itself. It's like getting your passport so you can explore the world. On a personal level, I've learned a lot about myself and I'm much more accepting of others. I appreciate how every sign contributes its own qualities to the collective, even Scorpios. I now have friends with whom I can speak a symbolic language, and I think it appeals to exactly the same part of my brain as English literature does. In an astrological conversation, you get to talk to something in a very direct way and have exchanged profound ideas with people you've only just met. People who know me at work would be amazed to know about my secret life, but I like having an unseen direction. It's the Pisces in me, and possibly also Pluto on the Sun Moon midpoint. I also like the fact that astrology is a different way of seeing the world. It appeals to my alternative Aquarian side, I think. It makes you think differently. I think it makes you think more interesting thoughts, and you make connections, which leads on to other ideas. I'm interested in all sorts of astrology. I've flirted with psychological, traditional, Vedic, astrocartography, a bit of an astrological tart, I always think. And I'm always happy when I find new astrological toys to play with, you know, harmonics, midpoints, tertiary progressions, whatever. I particularly love mundane astrology. I might have doubts about astrology, as I do from time to time. You see it playing out in the world, and you know, it just makes it real. You can see it actually happening in real life. But in client work, I like to keep it simple, just concentrating on natal transits, progressions, and solar returns. Only using other techniques if it seems appropriate, if they're looking about moving, you know, astrocartography. I haven't just learned about astrology, it's led on to so many other subjects. Psychology, obviously, sort of Jungian a lot. Mainly tutors in the faculty have been psychotherapists, and that I feel that I developed an appreciation of what psychotherapy had to offer, and I did go into therapy myself for many years, which, you know, I think you come out of that as a very different person. And there's also philosophy. I'm sitting there with Robert Howe talking about Aristotle. I never thought I'd end up doing something like that. Alchemy, mythology, history, astronomy. I understand, you know, how the planets all work. The weird, what someone this morning called the New Age fruit salad, you know, different things. In my seventh harmonic, It's what turns you on, what inspires you. And I've got a grand shrine of Sun, Mercury, and Saturn in my seventh art on it. And I think that really, you know, if astrology is a study of patterns in time, which empowers me, I think that really, really sums that up. It also makes me a good librarian. It's very appropriate that I've been asked to do this talk today on this sort of theme, rites of passage. I'm about to embark on a new phase in my life. Next Friday, I finished working, and I've worked full time since July 1981, before some of you were born, probably. I haven't had any career breaks apart from holidays, so it feels just like jumping off a cliff. Mm-hmm. And over this next week, there's various leaving dues, which again, rites of passage. I really enjoy the camaraderie and challenges of the workplace and the sense of shared purpose. It was a very hard decision to make, and especially for someone with seven fixed planets, well, eight if you count Chiron, so that's, you know, it's quite a big deal. So now I need to look forward and think about the future. I started this phase of my astrological journey on a progressed new moon in 1989. Next April, I have my next progressed new moon, and at the same time, my progressed ascendant moves into Sagittarius. I'm currently in the balsamic moon phase, which seems a good time to have a break and just see what the future has to hold. Whatever happens, I'm sure astrology will continue to be a major part of my life. Mm. It's been a lifelong relationship, a 50-year exploration which will continue. And finally, best wishes for all the new certificate and diploma holders embarking on your journeys. Thank you.